have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here at Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what we're here to do. magical engineer Frank. He's ready to roll. I'm ready to roll. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, food additives that may cause health problems. Also, we're going to be talking about dementia a little bit tonight as well and how that could affect your vision. And we got a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm sticking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it's growing short. Today's devotional is in Romans 3. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's right. So that's the name that's going to save you, that's going to redeem you, that's going to keep you from the hour of temptation, and keep you out of hell. So, I mean, I'm voting for heaven, and so I'm seeking the Lord's face. That's where I'm going. And it's guaranteed because Scripture says so. So if you trust in the Lord, he's going to protect you and save you from the hour of temptation, which will fall upon all the world. That's called the tribulation period. I want to skip that part. You do too. So seek the Lord's face. And mine is time. It's growing short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, let's see. Exhaustive peer review. They studied why millions worldwide suffer from the health problems, serious health problems, when they got the COVID shot. This was a peer review published in Nature Cardiovascular Research Journal. They wanted to draw attention to why tens of millions of people had serious health problems after they got the shot. So, what they concluded from their research, they looked at, get this, they looked at the same people before and after they were injected to determine how the shot would affect or change the development of their health problems, which, you know, they sacrificed more people for this research. Isn't that astonishing, Frank? Okay, and what they found is the average person is 21% more likely to receive a new diagnosis in the 3 months after injection than prior 3 months before the injection. So with almost 240 million American adults that got the shot, it translated into millions of extra new medical problems found in the months following the vaccination shot and tens of millions worldwide, according to Alex Burrison. He said he was with the research team. So in the 3 months after people got the shot, their risk of developing hypertension increased 25%, the study found. And with depression, eczema, diabetes, cellulitis, the risk increases 20% more if you get the injection than before you had it. Of course, a majority of the folks had the myocarditis response. All right, moving along in the quack report. Here's 8 science-based health benefits to having olive oil in the diet. They say it's a potent anti-inflammatory. It protects against arterial sclerosis or the stiffening of arteries and veins. It helps lower heart disease risks. It helps your gut floras and your gut health. It supports brain function. It suggests there's a benefit to people also that have type 2 diabetes. Contains vitamin E and also boosts skin and hair health. So, the lovely olive oil. Last but not least, AI accurately identifies normal and abnormal chest x-rays. Now, we were just talking about this, Frank, last week. This is a study from Radiological Society of North America. Their results got published in the journal Radiology. So, if you'll recall, last week we were reporting on artificial intelligence with human brain cells. And we were saying it would replace professionals like your doctors. Okay. So here are physicians of radiology celebrating, all excited that artificial intelligence correctly read the x-rays in clinical settings. They have no clue when soon this artificial intelligence is going to take their jobs and radiologists will be unemployed. They don't see the writing on the wall. And that wraps the quack report. Okay. Thanks, Frank. You have to wonder, you know, what was that? The Star Trek The Next Generation with Captain Picard. That, remember that series? And I can remember they had a female doctor on board, and she had the, you know, the hospital bay, if you will. And they had a lot of artificial intelligence in there. You know, I'm wondering why the heck did they need the doctor? You know, the bed scanned them, gave a diagnosis. I mean, I have to ask. What, Frank? Uh-oh, Frank's chiming in. Huh. They may see the writing on the wall, but they can't read it. Oh. Well, Frank's got some bite over there. Okay, we're going to talk about food additives causing health problems. Mm-mm-mm. Now, it was recently been reported that the alternative sweetener called stevia is being reported to cause some strokes and heart attacks. Have you heard this, Frank? Yeah. It is interesting that stevia has been on the market as a competitive sugar substitute since the 70s. So why all of a sudden has it now been labeled as a culprit in the cardio events? Is this to deflect, you know, from the COVID shot? Possibly. Let's do a little history on stevia. Stevia is a shrub cultivated in Australia and South America, has been used for centuries by natives as a sweetener. However, commercially, stevia didn't really become well known until after the discovery of it in the 1900s by a Swiss botanist, Dr. Moses Botoni. And by the 16th century, the plant was used to sweeten medicines and even foods. So the active compound that seems to offer the sweet taste comes from the leaf part, and there's an alkaloid in it called sorbitol glucosides. Now, in 1931, French researchers by the name of Biadil and R. Lavelle identified glucosides as offering sweetening powder, but half as powerful as sugar. So became kind of popular. So what does this cause then? What are we talking about? The stevia products on the market may have maybe an added ingredient. And the added ingredient, folks, is erythritol. It's an FDA-approved thickening agent. And a recent study published in July 2022 in the Journal of Nature found erythritol can cause heart attacks and strokes, and the additive can be found in the victim's blood. Whoa. So medical science calls the event outcome cardiometabolic disease when it's provoked really by long-term use of a product such as the sweeteners with the thickening agent in it. It's not stevia itself. So what is really interesting is the research is calling the substitute sweetener, they kind of change it to erythritol, which is an added ingredient to the stevia, and it's really not naturally occurring in the plant itself. So the journal report said that long-term use, like 3 years, long-term use of 3 years, using this ingredient offers major adverse cardiovascular events, risk of 1.157%. The events were myocardial infarction, that's heart attack, stroke, and death. So apparently the food additive, erythritol, encourages thrombosis or blood clots, or as the study said, enhanced thrombosis. And the additive is found in the blood system. Isn't that something? Now, erythritol's safety, this is a quote from the research. This is from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and World Health Organization. They say erythritol safety has been confirmed by numerous health authorities around the world, including the United States FDA. Well, it's not so safe, apparently. Well, let's look. Origins of erythritol. According to the Food Insight, erythritol is found in these foods: grapes, peaches, naturally occurring now, okay? They're found in grapes, peaches, pears, watermelon, mushrooms, fermented beer, cheese, soy sauce, and wine. So I don't hear reports of these foods causing heart attack, stroke, and death, do you? So then what's going on? Naturally occurring erythritol seems to be okay. So what's the difference between the urethanol in, let's say, grapes and what they're putting in the stevia. So if urethanol is naturally occurring, not known to cause cardiometabolic disease, then why is it being reported to cause it when it's used as an additive? This may suggest that urethanol is changed when it's processed into a food additive. Apparently, the large-scale production of urethanol is created when a type of yeast ferments and glucose from corn or wheat starch, and the final product kind of looks like a powdery white crystal. Here's a quote from Food Insights, March 2023. They say, urethanol is commercially produced for use in baked goods, beverages, candies, chewing gum, chocolates, and tabletop sweetener packets. End of quote. So the food industry started adding urethanol to sweetener substitutes in 1990. According to the National Library of Medicine, the food industry has tried to mass produce the additive as a synthetic, but they failed. Maybe not. National Library of Medicine says this, December 2017, it cannot be commercially synthesized in a commercially worthwhile way, resulting in a switch to the biotechnological production. In this area, research efforts have been made to improve concentration, productivity, and yield. So they're saying they can't synthesize it as a synthetic. But maybe that's not true. What do you think, Frank? So stevia without the additive in it, it's possible to obtain sugar substitutes and diet foods even without the additives of urethanol. So the Cleveland Clinic researcher Stephen Stanley Hazen, he's at the Center of Cardiovascular Diagnostics and Prevention, he was reporting that urethanol blood levels put people in at a top 25% or twofold higher risk of cardio events. Now, Dr. Hazen said it was on par with the top cardio risk of diabetes. So an additive to your sweeteners and your foods with an urethanol added is, if you don't want the urethanol, if you want something else, look for coconut blossom nectar. That's an option for you. It also retains a lot of minerals and some vitamins, so it's really not so bad. Honey and maple syrup are also safer alternatives, as your sweeteners may be adulterated now with some sort of modified urethanol. I don't know. Crazy. My mantra is cleanse and nourish the system. Use the natural stuff. Try to eat foods in their natural packaging, because then you don't have a lot of the additives. So instead of apple juice, an apple. Orange instead of orange juice if you can. Do a juicer if you want to make it yourself. And the human body responds to a supply of proper foods and nutrition, obviously water for hydration, and also medicinal herbs. So such elements help to cleanse and nourish your body. So the healthy body is more resistant to disease. So the... Frank, I'm hearing... I'm bumper music, honey. I'm not done here. Are you rushing me? I'm not a Russian. Okay? So the blood system, very important element of good health. It's a source for health. So unhealthy blood promotes disease, and healthy blood comes from healthy bones. So remember that. Your bone marrow makes your blood cells. It's astonishing. You know, medicine doesn't really address how to help the bone marrow be healthy. So unhealthy blood will promote disease. So keep the bones healthy and you have healthier blood. And one of my favorite herbs that kind of formulas that really strengthens bones that help the bone marrow is your plant-based calcium, which you find in green leafy vegetables and oranges and also your medicinal herbs. So not to be used like a vitamin product, but it's more for a short-term rebuild your bones kind of thing. So the blood cleanse formula, also at Apothecary Herbs, they have the calcium too. But the blood cleanse formula is also kind of for a short burst to sweep the blood system of impurities. So organ cleansing is important, especially now more than ever. Cleanse and nourish. We should address cleansing at least twice a year. Spring's the perfect time for cleansing. Get you all set up for summer. You don't have to worry about it. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They specialize in organ cleansing, immune boosting, metabolic strengthening formulas. And you can take advantage of their spring sale they just started, and it runs through the 25th. And you'll save 25%. And before their prices will go up with the new catalog coming at the end of the month. So this is a good time to save 25% before the price increase and get those cleanses done and out of the way and feel a ton better. Be empowered out there. You know, sweep the body. All those things you don't want to hang on to. All right. We have a few minutes before we have to go to the break, Frank. And, oh, yeah, by the way, people want to know who I'm talking to. Frank. Frank's the mechanical engineer on the board. He's the one behind all the buttons over there. He's pretty good at it. All right, we're going to be talking about we're going to start our dementia and vision risk segment here. We'll have to take a break in a minute or two, but we'll jumpstart it. This was kind of astonishing to me. I mean, you know, the supposedly serious intelligent scientists in, you know, clinical trials and medical science research, like, they don't even ask basic questions. It's just incredible. So recently, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, they published this research stating that eye damage can signal Alzheimer's disease. So you want to keep in mind that Alzheimer's is lumped into that category called cognitive decline or dementia. So this new medical insight is begging the question, does vision loss signal dementia or does the treatment of dementia promote the vision loss? Which do you think it is, Frank? Well, let's talk about dementia for a sec. A lot of studies out there as to what causes dementia, what causes things like Alzheimer's. They've all offered plenty of suggestions as to the cause. Now, one study, I believe, got it right, actually, and said it was mineral depletion. But that study went nowhere. Now, I have come to the conclusion that pharmaceutical companies highly influence your clinical studies. They fund them, and they craft the journal articles physicians are reading. Therefore, why would drug companies who make medications for various conditions like Alzheimer's want the real cause for such diseases to be known? Well, they don't. So here is a study suggesting that visual problems can be a good indicator the person is going to develop dementia, when in fact, the patients are put on the medication for dementia that put their vision at risk. So there are over 3 million Americans diagnosed with dementia every year. Such diseases are said to affect your memory and now vision. So I want you to keep in mind the tests for to determine your Alzheimer's are subjective. Actually, there's really no one test to determine Alzheimer's, and current treatments do not stop the progression of disease. They attempt to slow it down. So it's, again, disease management with no resolution, no cure, because they're not addressing cause. Disease management is their motto. It's their business model. All right, so here's the study. This is researchers at Cedars-Sinai. They're stating that retinal changes can signal dementia risk. So they're wanting to use retinal impairment as a precursor for dementia. I'm like, what? So the study was published in the March 2023 Journal of Neuropathologics. It highlighted how complex Alzheimer's disease is. And since cognitive decline affects the brain and your eyes, our neurological tissue, the research has linked retinal conditions as related to dementia. So the report is stating this connection of the two conditions occurs early in your cognitive decline, and they want to develop, of course, more therapeutic treatments for it, more drugs. Now, again, science is looking at protein keys for the cellular control. However, they don't seem to solve the problems, and they create new ones. and they give you more drugs. So the research seems to be leaning to developing new diagnostic tools for earlier detection of dementia via eye ailments. Can you imagine this, Frank? You go to your eye doctor, and he sees a little scar, right, on your retina. Oh, do you know what that means, Frank? You are at risk of dementia. Let's send you over to the internal medicine guys, and they'll run some tests and put you on some medicine so we can try to cut off this dementia, this Alzheimer's, whatever you're going to have. We're going to cut it off at the pass. So you're going to be put on all these drugs. See, that's how that works. Here is a quote from one of the researchers at Cedars-Sinai. This is Yosef Corono, who says, these findings may eventually lead to the development of imaging techniques that allow us to diagnose Alzheimer's disease earlier and more accurately and monitor those progressions non-invasively by looking through the eye. Mm-mm-mm. Well, all this is going to do is offer another monitoring tool in managing the disease instead of curing it. That's what we're looking at. That is what we're looking at. So you have to ask yourself, okay, what do you suppose, let me ask you, Frank, what do you suppose is causing the retinal problem? So I think they got this flipped around. See, they're saying retinal problems, precursor diagnostic tool for Alzheimer's and dementia issues, okay? When in fact, it's probably the reverse. What did you say, Frank? One more worthless medical procedure to sell you. Yeah. Okay. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this, and we're going to be looking at some statements from the National Institute of Health here. We're going to be delving into more of the research from the Sinai folks. And we're gonna shed some light on what it is. Really? A kindergarten kid could have figured this out. Seriously. It's like leukemia. You got blood cancer. Let's look at the bone marrow that makes the blood. What's wrong there? Bone marrow needs minerals. Or you're not going to have healthy blood. You're not going to you're not going to have iron and hold on to oxygen. You're going to be on an oxygen tank. Goodness, come on. Minerals, folks. Think minerals. Most of the time, it's usually lack of minerals. I can see it's time for that break, Frank, so you can roll that bumper anytime, honey. We'll be right back.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. Sister had another one, she paid it for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do you believe this belly ache? I said, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, can you leave this belly ache? Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut.
That's one of your favorites, I know, Frank. All right, we're back here on Herb Talk, and Frank is just rocking us out over there. Awesome stuff, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about, we're into our little topic here about dementia and vision risk. Here's what I suspect, that the drugs for dementia patients are put on are damaging their eye. Here is a quote from Yosef Kuroko of Cedars-Sinai Department of Neurosurgery, who says, and with the help of our collaborators, we discovered the accumulation of highly toxic proteins in the retinas of patients with Alzheimer's disease and mild cognitive impairment causing severe degeneration of the cells. Okay, so here we see they already have Alzheimer's and they're on drugs and now they're finding toxins that are damaging cells, retinal cells. So the drug called Donepezil is Donepezil, I guess that's how you pronounce it, it's a pill form. It kind of slows the symptoms of dementia by blocking some receptors in the brain, and this interferes with the neurotransmitters glutamate. So Cleveland Clinic says this about glutamate. Glutamate is the most abundant excitatory neurotransmitter in your brain and your central nervous system. It's needed to keep your brain functioning properly. Glutamate plays a major role in shaping learning and memory, and it needs to be present in the right concentrations in the right places at the right time. So we've got this Donepezil drug that slows the symptoms of dementia by blocking the receptors in the brain and interferes with that neurotransmitter glutamate. So if you don't have the right balance of glutamate, you're going to develop the following: trouble concentrating, mental exhaustion, insomnia, and low energy. Now, that could be diagnosed as dementia. Trouble concentrating. So the National Institute of Health says this: glutamate is the dominant neurotransmitter of the retinal network. What? Did he just say retinal network? Yes, he did. So when you take these dementia drugs, they're messing with the retina. Okay, so glutamate is the dominant neurotransmitter of the retinal network, where glutamate synapses connect and the fundamental functioning, or it's called a columnar unit of the retinal, that involves your photoreceptors, the polar cells, and the retinal ganglion cells. National Institute of Health said that. So if you're going to mess around with the glutamate, you're messing around with the retina. Another dementia drug is called rivezamine, and it's known to cause blurry vision, eye pain, sunken eyes, and blindness. Another drug for dementia illnesses is memantine and memantine donepezil. Okay, so they combine those two drugs together, and it's known to cause vision problems, blurry vision. And these drugs affect regions of the brain that will influence your vision, of course. Here is a quote from, of course, Dr. Corona again at Cedars-Sinai. He said, these changes in the retina correlated with changes in parts of the brain called the entrothelial temporal cortices, a hub for memory, navigation, and your perception of time. So the investigators explored the physical features of the retinas of dementia patients, measuring and mapping the markers. Guess what? Inflammation hindered the functioning of the cells and cell loss. The drugs did that. So it is really mind-blowing that science will create the problem and then produce another drug therapy to deal with it. But that's their business model. So what is their business model? Well, it gets printed up in the medical journals, misrepresenting the facts, of course, and the drugs are creating imbalance and inflammation, causing vision impairments. Always investigate your recommended treatments carefully, because there's the lack thereof, usually, in these treatments. And what I mean by that, the lack of nutrition in the human body is usually going to cause a lot of metabolic disruption. So prescribed medications also flush vitamins and minerals out of the body, causing an imbalance. So investigate to see if the symptoms that you're having are maybe drug-induced. So there are medications that can induce dementia-like symptoms, and you can bring this to your doctor's attention and then have that drug removed. Yeah. You know how I am. I always say natural is better, so I prefer God's medicine for metabolic disruptions. So here's my general breakdown: unusual causes for a lot of these problems. Lack of nutrition, prescribed medicines you may be on, food allergies, and poor diet. Those are kind of the generals. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but in general, we have power over these general culprits, and we can do something about it. So the cleanse and nourish approach to wellness can remove a lot of toxicity that can cause inflammation. And putting nutrition back in the body helps the body heal itself. Cleanse and nourish. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. It's simple. It's very basic. But it has profound benefits. And it's doable. Everybody can do that. So, again, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog they can send you. They list their herbal cleanses, their immune boosters, their metabolic strengthening formulas. You're going to be empowered by that. People are amazed. Wow, I never realized. Yeah. The body sends us a lot of signals, and we got to look and see. Just talking to a lady today that pretty much is allergic to certain things that most likely promoting the inflammation and the swelling and causing the symptoms she's getting. So I said, let's remove the culprits out of the diet and give it 2 weeks. A lot of times now, if the inflammation is severe enough, you may have to go 2 months before you see the big benefits. So the big picture can take 2 months. So you have to be patient with some things. But it doesn't really cost you anything to alter the diet for a little while. Keep a food journal to see what you may be sensitive to. And it's so easy to remove those things out of the diet or get substitute items. And just save yourself a ton of agony. And not only that, trips to the doctor and avoiding a lot of petrochemical meds. So there are natural solutions to these everyday problems. Okay, so thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out there, that's Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Having a spring sale, so it's 25% off. Orders of $60 or more, use coupon code, $65. Use coupon code SPRING, 23SPRING, I think it is. It's on the homepage, so more details there. Or give them a call. Now, the sale does expire on the 25th, and restrictions do apply. So, like I said, they're going to have a price hike coming up real soon, end of this month, beginning of April. So, new catalog is on the way, and so wait until you see the catalog, though, on the website, you know, and you can order it then. If you do an order catalog now from their website, or if you're calling in, we're going to send you the current catalog in stock, but not the new one. The new one's not here yet. So just letting you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, I want the new one. So, okay. So you just have to wait until the end of March. Okay, so we got a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about some of these blood pressure drugs and colon cancer. So are drug companies kind of using a lot of drugs for off-label purposes, you know? I think the FDA is cracking down on that, Frank. I just read an article the other day that they're doing that. But if you're unfamiliar with what an off-label use is, when medicine uses a drug for a treatment that it's not been FDA approved for, that's considered off-label use. So if it is not considered, well, it's not really considered ethical or legal, but it's often overlooked within the medical establishment. So colon or colon rectal cancer is the third most common cancer in the United States, and there are over 150,000 new cases annually. So we're going to take a look at this recent study saying your blood pressure meds could be used to supposedly treat colon cancer. So here's the study. August 2021, University of Virginia Health System, they're experimenting with ACE inhibitor drugs. And if you don't know what an ACE inhibitor is, it's a drug that relaxes veins and arteries by inhibiting an enzyme called angiotensin, and it helps supposedly to improve blood pressure. So it's kind of like a vasodilator. All right. So the study is suggesting your colon cancer patients who are prescribed your ACE inhibitor drugs have lower mortality. That's what the study was saying. But there's 14,000 colon cancer patients in the study, they were put on also diuretics and beta blockers. And heart medications are often associated with mineral depletion. So basically, a delayed mortality is what they really should have said. So the study stated that these heart drugs decrease mortality, but really didn't eliminate cancer death mortality, which is called prolonged cancer survivorship, basically. So the research team is hoping to move their theory into the human clinical trials and get FDA approval. Here's a quote from Ratish Bakwahan, PhD, University of Virginia School of Medicine. He says, "This is a cost-effective solution to prolonged cancer survivorship in order for patients who can rely on common medicines. However, we need further confirmation through clinical trials." So, again, no cure, just delay the inevitable, and off-label medicine gets new approval. So now the cost of your cardio cocktail, your ACE inhibitors, your beta blocker, and your diuretics, well, it's going to add approximately an additional $255 a month to a person's drug bill, you know. So this is added to the $60,000 for the cancer treatment during a 1.5 year span. So it would add approximately $4,500 to $5,000 per year. So what's really concerning, though, is the younger people in their 40s are being diagnosed with colon cancer, and that means that these patients will be put on heart drugs for longer periods of time. So in addition, the study shows that patients were put on higher than normal doses of these drugs to improve their mortality. Not FDA-approved doses either. So not only do they want approval to use the anti-hypertension drugs on colon cancer patients, but also on patients with gastrointestinal cancers. So the research was published in the Journal of Cancer Medicine. Here's another quote. This is University of Virginia. They said, "Patients' adherence to the blood pressure regime appears important to reduce mortality of stage 1, 2, and 3 colon rectal cancer. So the lower mortality may be associated to the higher than usual doses of the ACE inhibitors, diuretics, and beta blockers. Long-term use has not been assessed." So they don't know what long-term use would do to you. They go on to say high blood pressure is common among patients with colon rectal cancer, and with little research into the long-term effects of using blood pressure drugs, the outcomes are unknown. Guinea pig, guinea pig, guinea pig, guinea pig. Let's look at a little history. We can learn from that. We often fail to look at our lifestyle to see what it is that we could be doing that is causing the health concern to begin with. So what we put into the body really matters. And when medicine takes a family history from patients on what the previous generation experienced as health problems, this should be really an indicator for us to evaluate the lifestyle, because we learn to eat, cook, and take care of ourselves from family. You know, that's what we grew up learning. So we tend to eat like our relatives. So we often eat just like our family members, and we can learn from their mistakes. So we've heard that genes have gene expressions, right? So the genes react to your fuel or your food sources that you put into your body. So we can change our genes for better or worse, in just a matter of days by what we're eating. So, it's interesting. I once did a show, Frank. Do you remember the show? I did a show on the cancer diet. These foods will give you cancer. That's the cancer diet. We were talking about that. A lot of processed stuff, a lot of prepackaged stuff, a lot of meat and potatoes. See, we're designed, we should be eating 3 or 4 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, but we're just not doing it. And our fruits and vegetables are our mineral and vitamin hub, really. because it's usually fresh, not cooked. Or at least you can eat it that way, and a lot of enzymes and nutrition. So once you cook things, you change them chemically. So more fruits and fresh fruits and vegetables if you want to avoid the cancer diagnosis. Yep. So now the cardio prescription drugs are one of the most lucrative drug lines that the pharmaceutical market makes. It is not really surprising to me that they would want to exploit this angle, possibly put more patients on these types of drugs. So medicine has kind of gone as far as to use predictive software to compile a so-called prevention disease plan and put patients on heart drugs before there's any evidence of heart disease. So when you put a patient on that has a healthy heart on a heart drug, it's going to cause cardiovascular problems. That's usually what happens. So, you know, God's provided us with a lot of natural solutions. We just need to pay attention. There's wisdom in the scripture, right? King Solomon, you know, Proverbs is just an amazing book. So, and the kings of Israel would pass down from kingship to kingship, generation to generation. They had a book on natural therapies. King David and King Solomon talked about it. So what's the wisest king of history doing with a book like that? Well, he's wise. He's using it. So we can likewise use these herbs too. We can fix digestive tract issues with lifestyle choices and some medicinal herbs. So it's real important. I wrote a book called The Power Herbs, and one of the things I said in the book was the body's most important organ was the bowel, because it's the last stage of toxin removal. So I kind of gave an analogy. When the garbage man goes on strike and they don't come collect the trash, especially let's say in a city like New York, what do you suppose is going to happen? Are you going to have a disease outbreak because it attracts rats and stuff? And so you got disease if you don't have good sanitation. So the same is true for us inside our bodies. We have to have good sanitation. So we have to make sure we're not reabsorbing toxins and the fecal matter is not staying in the colon too long to do that. So people are kind of shocked to learn that, you know, two bowel movements a week isn't normal, because medicine promotes that as normal. No, two bowel movements a day is the minimum. Three would be better. So if we're not having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, we're not eating properly. We're not eating well to create good sanitation. So you've heard the doctor say, hey, eat more fiber, right? People go, well, bran, vegetables, you know, but they don't explain why that's important. So when you have fiber in the colon, and the bowel uses a lot of water to function normally, and we'll get into dehydration in just a second. So the bowel's using water, and when you have fiber, it sucks up the water and it swells. It kind of puffs up. And it pushes against the colon wall, stimulating the nerve endings inside the colon wall muscle. And this makes the bowel move fecal matter down and out of the body. So if you're not having fiber, that's not happening. It's kind of just sitting there. You know? So water is real important for the bowel. And unfortunately, we drink a lot of dehydrating type of beverages. And they normally contain caffeine. So, the average person may get up in the morning and have coffee or tea. And that usually promotes a bowel movement. The caffeine will do that. It'll stimulate the bowel muscle to move. But then you'll get to work and you may have another cup of coffee or tea. And then at lunch, you may have iced tea or sodas. And then mid-afternoon, another cup of caffeine, and then for dinner, maybe an adult beverage, which is, again, dehydrating. So you have a lot of dehydrating beverages throughout the day and not enough water. So you can do a little test You can just drink water for 2 weeks. Now, yes, you can put a little lemon in it. Nothing fizzy, no fizzy drinks, no none of that, no carbonated water beverages, just water. Definitely you can put lemon in there. But just drink water, okay? And in 2 weeks, you're going to learn just how thirsty you are. Because when you get to a point of consistent dehydration in a system with caffeine-type beverages, your thirst mechanism's off. It's not balanced, and it's off. And so you don't realize you're thirsty, okay? So when you go to the water, and that's all you're having, in 2 weeks, you're going to want more and more water. You're going to be thirsty, like you just came off a desert trip thirsty. So definitely try that and see. And I know a lot of people, they can't just drink water. Well, you can put some lemon in it. You know, you can flavor it with a little lemon. That's fine. But get the water in there. Yeah, you can have some herbal teas. That'll be fine. Those aren't dehydrating. But, you know, the caffeine is. Never use caffeine in enemas, like coffee enemas. Never do that. It dehydrates the bowel. Bad idea. I know a lot of people get hooked on them because of the caffeine high, but not good for the bowel tissue at all. And if you have a problem, a health problem, it will exacerbate that problem. So please don't do that. So what have we learned? Cleanse and nourish. We learned about minerals are important, and so much of our produce now, because of how they grow stuff, is 50% depleted. So we have a glut we have to make up for. So we're having to use certified organic. Yes, it costs more, but it's worth it. And get those minerals back in the system. So whole grains, nuts and seeds, fresh fruits and vegetables, grass-fed beef if you can have it, but limit your portions to 4 ounces. Don't overdo. You know, free-range chickens, obviously, and eggs and that kind of thing. Yes, it pushes up the food bill, but your health's worth it. It'll keep you out of the doctor's office. So you have power. Exercise it. Be using that common sense. And remember, God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nation. So it's good for rebalancing. It's good for cleansing. It's good for strengthening the metabolism. It's good for boosting the immunity. So those are all tools everybody can use and very safe to use. So thepowerherbs.com, that's what they specialize in. And you can get a free product catalog by calling them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered out there. And sign up for the free online newsletters. You just go to Books and Newsletters and sign up for free. You have to have email to get them, only delivered by email, but another empowering tool that you'll want to have. I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but don't forget there's spring sales on through the 25th. You'll save 25%. Details online or give them a call. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.